Behind the writing of the beloved gospel song, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, is a story that makes us appreciate it all the more. It was first credited to Horatius Bonar, then author unknown. When finally it was correctly identified with Joseph Scriven, it was found to be the only hymn he ever wrote. Today, Dr. Al Smith shares this account as Bob Jones University presents A Treasury of Great Hymns. Dr. Smith, how could Joseph Scriven, who was beset with troubles, write the beautiful words of What a Friend We Have in Jesus?
Well, it was through experience, and it's something that didn't happen overnight, but I think it was a constantly being tested, but that the Lord was there, and eventually he came to realize this in an extra special way. Mm. He was a young Irishman, had been born in Dublin, Ireland, about 1820, and had educated very well at Trinity College, and looking forward to a great career. And Friday of a particular week came, and he could hardly wait for it to end because he would hustle home, and the next day he was going to marry the most beautiful Colleen in all of Ireland. And on his way from work to his home in the little town, he had to pass a little lake where often folks, families, would go for a little picnic and have a time of refreshment and enjoyment. And there was some excitement there. And so as he got closer, he saw them bring a body out. Some of the young people had been together, some young ladies, and somehow one had drowned. And as he walked by, he was close enough to look into the face of the young lady they had pulled out of the lake, and it was the very girl he was to marry that next day. And of course, as he said later on, the bottom of his world fell out. He said, every place I looked, it reminded me of things that didn't happen. And he said, I said to my folks one day, I've just got to get away from this place. And so the story is that he went to a place called Rice Lake in Canada. And the family had some means, and so they would send him from time to time some stipend, not a whole lot. And so between this and some other employment that he did, he was able to live, but he spent most of his time helping people who couldn't afford to pay for help, the older widows and, you know, young children that fatherless. And he would see that there was help there for them. Then he was taken ill. A neighbor across the street noticed that here was a fellow who had helped so many people, and yet he hardly saw anybody go in. He thought, now, I'm going to make sure that I go in at least once a day, because this man has blessed so many and helped so many, and he certainly needs some encouragement. And one day he came in, and Joe Scriven said, oh, neighbor, I'm so glad to see you. Say, before you sit down in that little table next to my bed, pull out the drawer. And he named an item that was in there he'd like to have. And so the neighbor found the item, gave it to him, but while looking, he saw a piece of paper with a poem written on it and words crossed out and corrected words put in. And as he read them, he recognized them, a gospel song that had become very popular within the recent years. He said, Joe, where'd this come from? Oh, he said, that's a poem I wrote for my mother about 25 years ago. Said, you know, she wrote me, and I could tell she was worrying about me, but said in between the lines I could read that she was carrying a burden of herself, too. And I just wanted her to know of a friend that I had found since coming to Rice Lake. And so he said, I wrote her this poem. And for the first time, the world was finding out who had written the words to What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Up till that time, the words were accredited to Anonymous. You know, he's written a lot of things. But now they were finding out that it was the experience of Joseph Scriven.
Well, as Joseph Scriven found comfort in his fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ, we can as well. We thank Dr. Al Smith for relating this beautiful story. Now here is What a Friend We Have in Jesus, sung for us by the Bob Jones University Choir.
Oh,
At Bob Jones University, the opportunities of a lifetime are waiting for you. Opportunities for scholarship, for experience, for expanding horizons, for friendships and athletics. Call 1-800-BJ-AND-ME and let us send you more information on God's special place for you. That's 1-800-BJ-AND-ME. If you're calling locally, call 242-5100. A Treasury of Great Hymns is based on the book by Guy Johnson, published by Bob Jones University Press, and comes to you from the Opportunity Place, Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614. Listen again next time as we open A Treasury of Great Hymns.